They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 and 16. This is a record of the ancestors of Jesus the Messiah, a descendant of David and of Abraham. Joseph was the husband of Mary. Mary gave birth to Jesus, who is called the Messiah. If you were writing a biography of a famous person, I strongly suspect you wouldn't start like this. But Matthew was writing his gospel for people from a Jewish background, and so it was important that he started with an account of Jesus' ancestors. They needed to understand where Jesus fitted in the history of the people of Israel. In his genealogy, Matthew detailed three groups of 14 generations. The first ran from Abraham to David. The second went up to the exile in Babylon, and the third concluded with the arrival of Jesus, whose legal father was Joseph. This placed Jesus firmly in the family line of David, and so he could properly be called the son of David. The list of names in this chapter doesn't make great reading, but if you look at the individuals mentioned, it's absolutely gripping. The most startling feature was the inclusion of several women. That in itself was remarkable because of the low place that women held in Jewish society. Women had no legal rights and were tragically simply seen as the possession of their father or husband. In the regular form of Jewish morning prayer, a man would thank God that he'd not been born a Gentile, a slave, or a woman. Matthew's inclusion of women is even more incredible when you see who these women were. Tamar was a seductress and an adulteress. Rahab was a prostitute, and Ruth wasn't even Jewish. As a Moabitess, she belonged to a hated people whom the law stated should not be admitted to the assembly of the Lord. That's from Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 3. In addition, there is reference to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, whose affair with King David led him to arrange for the murder of her husband. It's a murky story, isn't it? But all of it goes to show that Jesus was part of a human family, warts and all. Matthew was absolutely clear that Jesus was fully God, but he was equally clear that he was also fully human. This is the amazing truth which we celebrate at Christmas. So let me ask you a question. Why is it so important that Jesus was fully human? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, we praise you for the way in which you showed your love for humankind by sending your son Jesus into the world. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.